Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so to just let it be. We've consciously chosen this 2023 to be a year where we truly become a transformational presence in this world. All too often, all we can see or hear on the news or on social media about the wars, the disputes, the strikes, all the stuff that is negative and distracting and distressing. And so we continuously look at ways to which we can be a light, that we can be a transformational presence, that we can bring more of the divine into the world in whatever way it is put upon our heart to do so. And I came across this week something that had a little chart, the 12 laws of the universe. I was fascinated by it, and as I read through, I concurred with each one of them. And I thought I would dedicate the next 12 weeks to deepening in our awareness and understanding. It's nothing that's new to us or many of us. We're familiar with them. But I thought we would take a deep dive. And the first law is the law of divine oneness. We are all connected. You know, this is something I bang on about all the time. And it's this awareness of non-duality, this cohesiveness, this interconnectedness, this oneness, that we are all part of the universe. I believe that Jesus was the greatest, or one of the greatest examples of a non-dual mystic. He truly lived and practiced this way of being and knowing and expressing and loving in the world. He didn't see separation. He didn't see division. He saw the interconnectedness with himself and all of life and with the creator of all things. He modeled and exemplified non-duality more than anyone and told us and showed us and demonstrated by example that we were to be open and inclusive and tolerant. It was like, looked at what and how he did this. I believe he did this in a way of continuously emptying himself. And by that I mean a continuous letting go. Letting go of the frustrations, letting go of the dualistic way of thinking of either or, letting go of all the things that we as humans allow our egoic nature that loves to have and allow for hierarchies. This person is rich, this person is poor, this person is happy, this person is sad, this person is beautiful, this person is not. We judge and create hierarchies of who and how people are. We'll ascribe to them roles that are different or attributes that we see as different from ourselves. There was none of that with Jesus. He hung out with those that we could consider on the periphery of society. He didn't judge them. He recognized that we all had flaws and imperfections. And when they wanted to stone the adulterous woman, he simply wrote in the sand and asked them, well, if any of you without mistake or blemish or flaws or imperfections, then you cast the first stone. Recognizing that truly, that non-duality, that being non-dual, that being in the oneness could leave aside the judgment, could leave aside the discriminations, could leave aside all the things that our egoic nature, our dualistic mind sees. Everything is kind of binary to us. It's either this or it's that. And I came across a word this week that I found quite interesting. The word was diunital, meaning both and. You see, we tend to come from the dichotomous way of thinking, the dualistic way of thinking, that something either or. But it's not about either or. It's both and. We are both human and divine. We're not either human or either divine. We are both human and divine. The dualistic mind, our egoic nature, always kind of uses words that sees either or. You're either good or you're evil. You're either pretty or you're ugly. You're either smart or you're stupid. We have these two ends of the spectrum that we're continuously judging and assessing ourselves or others by. But you see, when we can allow ourselves to cultivate the non-dual nature that Jesus expressed, it's not either or. People can be both good and evil. I think it was Martin Luther King who said there is some good in the worst of us and some bad in the best of us. We can be both and. And so, my beloved, this morning my theme for our Sunday soul is how can we achieve oneness through emptying ourselves? Emptying ourselves of all the limitations, the things that we feel separate us, the judgments, the condemnations. Cynthia Bourgeau says, a mind that does not need to separate and exclude in order to perceive reality will encounter far less resistance in the current life and inflict far less violence upon others. I believe that as we cultivate a non-dualistic way of looking, a non-dualistic way of being, we will exhibit and exude more compassion, more connection to one another, more acceptance of one another. You see, when we go back to the myth of the Garden of Eden and the eating of the apple, eating of the tree of good and bad, of knowledge, there were actually two trees that were in the center. The tree of life, which was the N is a symbol of interconnectedness, a representation of and the symbol of the eternity of our soul. It's rooted in the ground, excuse me, representing our connection in the physical world, as well as its tree, its branches reaching up to the sky, representing our connection to the spiritual world. You see, God told Adam and Eve to eat of every fruit of every tree except the tree of knowledge of good and bad, of good and evil. Because that tree of knowledge would cause us to see from a dualistic way of separation, of either or. But we didn't. We didn't pay heed. We didn't listen. And still now, we're operating and eating the fruits of the tree of knowledge as opposed to the tree of life. Eknath Eswan, a wonderful Indian philosopher, says, "Our greatest strength lies not in how much we differ from each other, but in how very much we are the same. If we continue to eat from the tree of life and recognize and imbibe and embody the interconnectedness with which it represents, we will see not the differences, not the separation, but what unifies us. What is the similarities and the sameness about us? And it means that in spite of seeing, or instead of seeing color, race, or religion, or dress, we see spirit. We see our one beating heart. We see the one life and the one power flowing out in its myriad of expressions." So my sacred text this morning, I want to share two or three with you. The first from Philippians says, in your relationships, Philippians 2, 5 to 8, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Through his state that was of God, Though his state was that of God, he did not deem equality with God something he should cling to. Rather, he emptied himself. And assuming the state of slave, he was born in human likeness. He, being known as one of us, humbled himself, obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Here, I believe our sacred text is reminding us he recognized his oneness with the infinite. But he also recognized that it was purposeful and necessary to empty himself of anything and everything, and then come back to that. And our story that I'll share will elaborate a little bit more. My second quote is from the Kabbalah, the way of the Jewish mystic, and it says, "The Creator himself, at one and the same time, knowledge, the knower, and the known, there exists nothing which is not united to him and which he does not find his own essence. He is the type of all being, and all things exist in him under their most pure and most perfect form." And finally, from the Quran, "Everywhere you turn is the face of Allah." So my story. Gigi's practice of kenosis follows a cycle. When you let go of anything you tend to cling to, you are practicing kenosis. It is an intentional choice to let go for your own good, as we see in Gigi's story, also for the good of others. Kenosis came to me unbidden when I had lost my full-time job in 2008 and ran out of money a year later. Gigi continues, it came tasting like betrayal, a setup, the most difficult time of this period. The kenosis of kenosis for me was the 20 months I stayed with an activist in her 80s. In exchange for helping her continue to live independently in her two-bedroom apartment. My stay was difficult because the day-to-day details that were my responsibilities mattered less and less to her. And it became more difficult to her to understand the necessity of taking care of them. Secondly, the room where I stayed shared a wall with the apartment next door. The neighbor's television was always on and always loud. I did not sleep well. Poor sleep colored my ability to be present to the woman I was supposed to help. 6 months into my stay, everything came to a head. Unexpected cleaning to be done yet again on my day off. An argument, angry shouts, later, conversation about what happened. Me not remembering my hurtful words. Once reminded, a vague memory, my wake-up call. I saw a side of myself that shocked me. I reflected on why I couldn't remember what I knew I had said. I kept my promise and lived there 14 months, and with further opportunities to empty myself, I took my anger to God out of love for her and myself, and in doing so deepened my love for her and for me. This contemplation emptied me of my anger without removing the stress of that living situation. Yet I was empty enough to serve in love. Gigi writes, in Mark 12:28-34, a scribe asks Jesus, which commandment is the first of all? And Jesus replies with the entire Shema, beginning with, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Oneness is where Jesus begins his response, and his answer ends with oneness. God is one, so God's greatest commandment is not only two, but one. We love God as one, and we are one with our neighbors in love. How do we do this, live this love? How did Jesus live it? Through kenosis, the word emptied. A translation of the Greek word ekenos is a mindset not fixed, but a process, a dance that unfolds as follows. A loving recognition of oneness or unity or union with God. Letting that recognition go. Allowing the sense of separateness to arise. Letting it die. Allowing the resurrection of the sense of oneness with God and letting it go to repeat the cycle. I think she explains kenosis beautifully. The expression of how Jesus continuously emptied himself so that he could show up in this world with a non-dualistic nature, where he could demonstrate and live from that example of love and oneness that each and every one of us long to, but truly we wrestle with. My invitation this morning to you is to seek to empty yourself. And if you like Gigi's recommendation, which I think often many of us follow without it being a conscious recognition, when there are times when we know of our oneness with the Creator of all that is, there are also times when we are separate from our Creator, when we're too wrapped up in our concerns, our angst, our whatever it is we're going through. And then we come back to it, or back to our recognition. So the invitation this morning is rather than to haphazardly practice kenosis, to be more conscious of when we are aware and aligning with the sacred, when we are emptying ourselves and letting go, and when we come back to alignment again. My poem this morning is by Carl Scott Harker, entitled In a World of Angels. Seated at my local medical center, waiting in the extended lobby for a lab appointment, having nothing better to do, I imagined everyone around me as angels. Now, depending upon your point of view, you might imagine a gathering of Jesuses, a meeting of scientists, the Buddha in everyone, a club of billionaires, a glade of elves, wherever your belief system takes you. I saw angels walking, some in scrubs, some in civilian clothes. There were old angels, limping angels, coughing angels, bandaged angels, child angels, infirm angels. Yet, as angels do, they all had a glow. A brawling weight had become a beautiful world. Then a door opened. My name, Carl, was called. Blood was drawn. A urine sample was left. In the storage cupboard, my hands washed, the tech thanked. And back in my car, I was driving home, not realizing that for a few minutes, I was an angel too. I think Paul's poems exude oneness. If we could see with the eyes of God, we would see the angels in each and every one of us. My science of mind reading is entitled Recognizing Love. The first quote is 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The second quote from Anne's Holmes, The Science of Mind. We find, then, as we study our own being, we begin to deduce what the nature of God or the universal being is. The author writes, like many, I find myself troubled by the divisions in humanity. It seems to me we live in an age of extremes. There are simply so many places to find information that people are drawn towards those corners of the communications universe that they agree with. It's so easy to exist in an echo chamber of thought where we only hear voices that bolster our views and amplify our outrage at anyone who disagrees. There is a fear of the other that exists on both sides of our ideological stroke political spectrum. At times I feel heartbroken by it and am tempted to despair. The remedy? I believe our teaching of oneness holds the key. There can be nothing but the one life, the one mind, the one power that I call God, because it is the biggest word I know. If I can hold to this perspective, I can begin to see that nothing and no one opposes me. My task, my goal is not to meet opposition with opposition, but to meet it with truth. When I first began my metaphysical studies, I was confused by the jargon. I had no place to put the concept. My first teacher, Reverend Claudia Franklin, said to me, probably in exasperation, Michael, what we teach is really that it's all love. I'm not sure I fully understood it. Actually, I'm sure that I still don't fully understand it. But my soul and heart leapt in recognition. This love is what I am. It's what everybody is. I am here to be love. I'm here to see love in me, in everybody. I often forget, but I remember now more quickly and more often. And so, my beloved, I invite you to close your eyes as we enter into our meditation. This morning I wanted to share a meditation I came across And you can either affirm it to yourselves or allow it to seep into your subconscious, whatever fits you at this time. But always we like to just settle in by being attentive to our breath, always mindful of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next 3 deep breaths, we allow our thoughts to settle as well as our breath to settle. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Breathe in the breath of life that renews, that restores, that replenishes. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Hold. The final time. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. I'd like to share these words by Paul Ferini first today. Father, Mother, God, help me to feel my oneness with you and my equality with my brothers and sisters. Help me to recognize my judgments and to look within for correction. Help me to give up shame and blame and to learn from my errors so that I do not repeat them. Help me to care for my body, my family, my community, and my planet. Help me create what is for my highest good and for the highest good of others. Help me be responsible for my creations. Help me give up victim consciousness and realize that I am a powerful person with many creative choices. Help me stand up for myself in a loving way, without attacking others or seeking to influence the choices they need to make. Help me offer freedom to others so that I may receive it in return. Help me reach out with compassion to those in pain, in grief, under stress, or in limitation of any kind, and offer them hope and encouragement. Allow my heart to open to them. Allow my eyes to see beyond the behavior that is motivated by fear and unworthiness. May I offer to others and to myself the unconditional love and acceptance you offer to me. Help me to master my skills and talents so that I may place them in your service and fulfill my purpose here. Help me to step into the role you would have me play in inspiring, empowering, and uplifting others. Help me to trust my gifts and give them without expectation of return whenever the opportunity arises. Help me give freely and love freely, surrendering the outcome to you. Help me surrender the need to control so that I can live spontaneously and with your grace. Help me to understand and heal my wounds so that I don't push love away or block its presence in my heart and in my relationships. Help me soften and become vulnerable. Help me learn to ask for help and trust the help that you offer me. Allow me to heal the past so that I can enter the present fully. Allow me to become a doorway for the healing of others, and let me walk courageously through the door that has been opened for me. Help me surrender what is false and establish what is true firmly and with conviction. Help me to walk my talk, listen deeply, and speak only when I have something helpful to say. Help me to understand that the friend is always with me, and my only purpose is to be a friend to others. Help me detach from name and fame, and surrender all forms of external authority, so that I can be guided by the authority within. Allow me to know at all times and in all places that the highest good of others is and will always be my highest good. Let all that separates me from others fall away, so that I might recognize the one self in all beings. Allow me to complete my work on earth with care and humility, and return to you when my work here is done. May all veils and barriers that separate us dissolve, so that I may dwell fully and completely in the heart of your love. Take a deep breath in. Yes, we truly allow those words to resonate within our soul. Take another deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. Divine beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery, beyond all the names we choose to call you. As we consciously come into your presence this morning, at this moment in time, emptying ourselves of the dualistic way of seeing, being, and expressing, and aligning ourselves with the non-dualistic way of our teacher and way show us Jesus, of oneness and of love with you. Let us truly come together to live, to express, to experience this oneness that sees only your spirit expressing in and through all of life. And as Ram Dass said, to see God dressed in drag, to see you in all the various shades and hues and colors of races, of cultures, of genders and sexual orientations, and all of the permutations that we as humans exist and express as. Let us understand kenosis, the emptying of ourselves so that we may be filled full of you, of the awareness of your presence, of the alignment with your life, of the expression of your spirit. Mother, Father, God, at this time in our world, and there is so much that is happening, be it natural disasters, be it man-made disasters, whatever the need or the form or the requirement, as we are consciously gathered more than two or three, as our teacher admonished, we know your presence is here to heal, to restore, to bless, to make whole. So for every need that exists in our world at this time, we surrender it to you in this moment. We ask that oneness, the expression of oneness, heals and restores balance to our humanity. For those who have no one to remember them in prayer, we hold them in our hearts at this time, asking their individual needs as well as our collective needs be met. This morning, as we understand and deepen in oneness, as we have an awareness and acceptance of our kenosis, our emptying of ourselves, let us fulfill that which you created us to do, to be as children of the Most High God. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. So it is. So it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles within your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Our science of mind affirmation, repeat after me. At the very core of my being,
at the very core of my being,
is divine love.
Is divine love.
Nothing can harm me.
Nothing can harm me.
I move into my life.
I move into my life.
And my world.
My world.
Trusting that love.
Trusting that love.
Guides my words and actions today.
Guide my words and actions today.
Everyone I meet.
Everyone I meet.
Is an expression.
Is an expression.
Of the same love.
Of the same love.
Our Buddhist reflections, if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed,
in thought, word or deed,
I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. A prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence. Within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, lamps are different, but the light is the same. My closing benediction for you, I return back to sharing the various interpretations of the Lord's Prayer. This one is by Mark Berry from the Emerging Church Movement. O breathing life, your name shines everywhere. Release a space to plant your presence here. Imagine your possibilities now. Embody your desire in every light and form. Grow through us this moment's bread and wisdom. Untie the knots of failure binding us as we release the strands we hold of others' faults. Help us not forget our source, yet free us from not being in the present. From you arises every vision, power, and song, from gathering to gathering. So, my beloveds, as we come to the close of this week's Sunday Soul Connection, I've come across a band called, a group called the Fearless Soul. And my closing song is entitled, We're All One. I'm so impressed with them that I'm going to share a different song from them with our continuing looking at the 12 laws of the universe. Today's song is entitled, as I said, We're All One. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Albert Einstein once said, the world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do you, but because of those who look on and do nothing. I will not look on and do nothing. We are all one. We are all connected. It's all our responsibility to make the world a better place. We can make a change.
So, we're out here on the mission. We're just trying to make a change.
Thank you.
Mm, that was Fearless Soul, We're All One. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. I look forward to joining you next week for Dr. Ames' Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.